Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studios today by Fern Glass-Boyd, the artistic director and one of the founding members of the String Orchestra of the Rockies. Welcome back to Public Radio.
Thanks, Michael.
Well, I get to talk with you three or four times a year because you do usually four concerts with the String Orchestra. This is an ensemble made up of members from around the state. Maybe for our listeners that haven't heard a lot about you, although it's been many years now, what, this is the 30th, 31st?
No, we are coming up on our 30th. This is okay. Our 29th season.
Okay, 29th season. Talk a little bit about the String Orchestra of the Rockies and this group that's been together now for a long time.
The String Orchestra of the Rockies is a unique ensemble. It's an ensemble of professional musicians, good friends, and great colleagues. And we come together in Missoula, Montana, four times a year to put on these really quite remarkable concerts in that they are prepared in a weekend's time with a lot of preparation ahead of time. But it is really a labor of love, people coming from all around the state and in some cases the region to play this wonderful string orchestra repertoire, this very unique music.
And it's really a chamber-sized ensemble, right?
It really is. Yeah. We're not one on a part. It's multiple parts, but it is a 15-member organization. And as I said, it's all professional musicians. So we aspire to present a level of music that's just the highest standard we can possibly make it.
And, of course, string players from around the state. Well, you've got a concert tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Music Recital Hall on the UM Missoula campus entitled A Winter Solstice Concert. It certainly is that time of year. The symphonies are all doing their holiday pops or those kinds of things.
Absolutely.
The other performing groups. It's a very busy time for concerts. I noticed when I was looking at the music you've programmed for tonight that you've got some favorites, but you're also bringing some music that people probably haven't heard before.
It's true. In fact, the musicians had never heard it before. but that's what's so unique about SOR is that we really try to constantly push the boundaries of the accepted repertoire, finding new wonderful music to bring to our audiences. That's certainly true of this concert, though there will be, I think, some familiar pieces. Certainly the tunes in the pieces will be familiar. Every piece on this program has, oh, let's say a winter tie-in, if not overtly holiday-ish, certainly a seasonal tie-in to the time of year. But some of this music will never have been heard before, at least not in our continent. So that's exciting.
That is very exciting.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we, in the few minutes we have, run through a few of those pieces, and you can talk about what's on the program tonight.
Sure.
If you'd like information, there'll be tickets available at the door, yes?
Absolutely, at the door.
And you can get more information about the String Orchestra at sormt.org or a contact number of 493-2990. The concert is once again tonight at 7:30. Talk about what's on the program.
Well, we're going to open the program with a piece that we've done before, not for quite a few years now. It's a beautiful work by Respighi called Ancient Airs and Dances, and it's a suite for string orchestra. It's a piece that we love to play because it's just one of the most beautiful pieces for this combination of instruments. It's been difficult to get a hold of because it was not in the public domain until very recently. And when I discovered it on a public domain site where I could download it for free, I thought, that's it. We're starting the program with this piece. It's one of my favorites. So I think the audience will at least recognize some of the tunes. It's a very, very heartwarming, beautiful string piece. We're going to end with a piece that I think has never been heard in the United States. And that's a bit of a conjecture. But considering how difficult it was for me to get this music, I'm guessing not too many people have gotten this music to perform for American audiences. This is a beautiful Irish work by a female composer by the name of Joan Trimble. And she wrote this piece in 1953. It's called Suite for Strings, and it's just a beautiful Irish, almost like a Celtic dance celebration. And it just seemed like such a fitting ending to a solstice concert. We are reading off the composer's own manuscript. I wish I could say Joan had a better hand, but it's a bit of deciphering chicken scratch in this case. So the orchestra is working very hard to bring this piece to life, but it is just an absolutely delightful piece. We predict it will be an audience favorite once people hear this music.
Well, it sounds like an interesting challenge all around, both for you as artistic director in finding a piece and getting a hold of the music, and then also trying to put it together under those circumstances.
It has really been a challenge, but I think one that's been worth the trouble for sure. As I said, every piece on this program has a seasonal tie-in. Bringing a winter solstice concert instead of an overtly themed holiday concert was my idea, just to bring a little freshness to the season. It's cold out there, and we just welcome people to come on inside, warm up, and fill their ears with this gorgeous music of, that's tipping its hat to the season.
Well, I'm sure a number of people will attend this evening, but maybe a highlight of another selection that you'll be performing tonight for those that won't be able to come.
Sure. We hope they do, though. We are also performing a piece by a familiar composer to us and perhaps some of our loyal audience members, Ralph Vaughan Williams, who's an English composer. He wrote many beautiful works for symphony orchestra as well as for strings and also for chorus, actually. And this piece, we've played, I think, everything in the repertoire by Vaughan Williams because we love his music so much. But this is a piece that I certainly had never heard of. And it's a beautiful piece called the Charterhouse Suite, four strings. And it's just, you know, right in the vein of his usual idyllic English countryside music. But it's just a piece that we've never heard of before for one reason or another. It's a little bit obscure. So, you know, familiar style, but fresh tunes, fresh music here from a familiar composer. So just that's just a sampling of some of the gorgeous stuff that's being played tonight.
Well, and of course, in the very fine and intimate music recital hall, a great hall to hear stringed music, certainly.
It certainly is.
In Missoula. It's tonight. The concert is at 7:30 p.m. at the Music Recital Hall on the UM Missoula campus. I've been talking today with Fern Glassboy, the artistic director and one of the founding members of the String Orchestra of the Rockies. There's information on the website at sormt.org. Or you can call 493-2990. And once again, if you are in Missoula or can be in Missoula tonight, tickets will be available at the door. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Michael.